This book has been made accessible under the Copyright Visually Impaired Persons Act 2002, 31B. Copyright in this recording for the accessible market vests in RNIB. Register charity number 226227.
Quilla, KGB. Chapter 1, Berlin. My arm was getting numb, but I didn't move. I wanted her to go on sleeping for as long as she could, dreaming of God knew what. The worst wasn't over yet, I knew that. The next time she woke up, she began shaking all over, and I held her more tightly, telling her it was all right, though of course it wasn't. Then the sobbing came, and she tried to stop it, burying her face against me, while her whole body shook and the tears began falling onto my hand. "Let it come," I said. "Don't hold it in." It helped, I think. She was making more noise now. A stewardess came over with a box of Kleenex, and I pulled out a handful. "Is there anything she needs?" I shook my head and held the tissues against Corinne's hand so she could feel them. "Oh, Christ," she kept moaning. We'd reached our ceiling and leveled off. The jets were quieter now. One of the people across the aisle was looking back, glancing across us with his eyes deliberately blank. Wasn't even seeing us, just looking at the view. No one else was taking any notice. London had booked us first class for the sake of more privacy. Decent of someone, or perhaps it had to do with guilt. "All I want to know," Corinne was saying now, a lot of it muffled, "all I want to know is whether he'd been sleeping..."